Hi, my name is Devery Fairbanks, and the name of my piece is How Bright is Your Light and What is in Your Cup? There are many important things to learn if you listen. It is common knowledge among American Indians that we must listen to our elders. When I was 24, I started to listen. After years of extreme childhood poverty and dysfunction, I was advised to go to treatment for alcoholism, so I signed myself into an American Indian culturally based treatment center. And that is when my life began to change. I learned about indigenous sacraments, the importance of cedar, sage, sweetgrass, tobacco, and the pipe. The teachings of the sacred pipe, the prayer pipe, led me to the sweat lodge, which led me to the healing value of humility, the power of prayer, and homage to the spirits. This, in turn, led me to the language, our sacred first language. For many indigenous native people, awareness of your language is the first step in our journey of healing. We are taught that everything in the universe is either animate or inanimate, and it is very important to understand the difference. For example, rocks are animate objects. To non-natives, rocks would be thought of simply as stones or pebbles. But to native people, rocks have a spirit. Rocks have energy, a life force. Conversely, the human body is inanimate. The body is like a cup, a shell that holds your spirit. The human body is a sacred vessel, yes, but a temporary holding place that houses your spirit. It is the spirit, the soul, that is alive. In discussing the essence of human beings, spiritual elders say that we are not humans seeking a spiritual experience, we are spirits seeking a human experience. This is important, because we are a people who still contend with the legacy of our past, a past of tragedy and loss. For instance, our history impacts how we view institutions. A good example is the educational system, which produced the historical trauma of our past, the historic legacy of government boarding schools, which greatly affected our views of Western education. In Indian country, everyone knows of the atrocities of boarding schools, a policy where children were legally mandated to attend and where every type of abuse was perpetuated onto them. Physically taken from their parents, this cultural disconnect did not make for eager learners nor joyful participants. As a result, because of the government history of forced assimilation, generations of Native Americans flatly refused to participate in the Western education system, all of which resulted in our people having one of the highest dropout rates and the lowest graduation rates, which in turn contributes to the endless despair and dysfunction that goes with it. Today, many of our children are raised below the federal poverty level, a dismal quality of life resulting from generations of missed achievement and generations of missed opportunity. Let me share a story with you. Growing up, my dad left before I was 10, and my siblings and I lived with our mom on welfare. In our community, many of the adults were alcoholics. So we grew up in a highly dysfunctional environment. As a child in a fatherless, poverty-stricken environment, I had a low self-esteem. I wet the bed, was sexually abused, and most of all, I had no dreams. Since we had little parental guidance, we could pretty much do what we wanted. I don't know if I was seeking attention, but I began acting out, running away, skipping school, and smoking weed. All of which got me in trouble, and I ended up in the system, dealing with cops, judges, social workers, reform school, and gunshot wounds at age 15. By the time I was 24, I was homeless, jailed, and put in detox. At one point, with nowhere else to go, I went back to a house where we once lived, now condemned. I broke in and slept on the floor. I remembered feeling very sad when I woke up. I was really down with the stark realization of what my life had become, alone, cold, and hungry, sleeping in an abandoned house. In fact, I had slept in several abandoned houses. At this stage, I was still a relatively young man, but I had totally hit bottom, as they say. The best thing that ever happened to me was meeting the two elders, the two advocates for Native people who couldn't afford lawyers. Those guys, Chris from Prairie Island and Herb from Mille Lacs, spoke with me about going to treatment instead of going to jail. A friend told me not to listen to them, that treatment would brainwash me, and instead just do the time and you'll be out next summer and we can go partying. But a couple of things happened at that time. One was, in truth, I was really tired of being a bum, drinking, stealing, and living on the street. The other thing, there was something about the way they talked with me that made me stop and think. They were two gentlemen who didn't judge, didn't talk down to me or shame me. And Lord knows I grew up with a great deal of shame. It is said that shame has killed more Indians than all the wars and diseases put together. Respectful and understanding, they asked about my family and where I was from and stuff like that. It was a very warm and pleasant conversation, and by the time they were done, I was almost in tears. Here I was, a streetwise macho kid, about to break down and cry. So I swallowed hard, gathered some courage, and what turned out to be an amazing metamorphosis occurred. I defied my friends and went into treatment. So when they say that the human body is just a cup that houses your spirit, they mean that everything that happens to you as a child affects you as you grow up. It manifests itself as an adult. Whatever goes into your cup comes out as you get older. If you grow up damaged, the contents of your cup are damaged. If you grow up healthy, your cup is healthy. The Red Road. Enough cannot be said about the Red Road. The Red Road is the name for what is essentially a whole new way of life, a healing path that guides people in changing completely through embracing their culture. It is important because it helps you realize your identity, literally puts you in touch with your soul, which is immeasurable. It helps you heal, adds wellness and light into your spirit. And if you stay on this path, you will replace pain and despair with kindness and compassion. Example, one of my first times attending a traditional Native American religious ceremony, the leader began by reassuring us. He graciously stated, "Welcome. We welcome you. Thank you for joining us. And don't worry, we don't care where you came from or whatever you've done. It's okay if you've never lived on the reservation or never been to a ceremony. It's okay because the important thing is that you are here. You are here now in this circle, and together we are going forward." Hearing that took 1,000 pounds of weight off my shoulders. It really made me feel good. At that moment, something awakened in me. I had found my new family, not by blood, but simply by a people being so supportive of each other. It was a remarkable transformation because I now found myself in a safe place, a safe, peaceful sanctuary. It cannot be understated because it wasn't until we are introduced to prayer and ceremony that we begin to discover not only our worth, but our strength. This is significant because I had always lived in the margins, existing on the outskirts of society, wondering about my place in the world. In Native American communities today, cultural traditions are used to heal and forgive. To help illustrate this is the story of the bright light in newborn babies. People are naturally attracted to infants because tiny babies have a bright light, a sparkling glow, and a happy little spirit. Everyone wants to go see the new baby, hold the baby, and stuff like that. It is a very special time. But unfortunately, As a child grows older, that light may dim. Regrettably, circumstances of adolescence can cause that sparkling light to dim. The values and prayers of the Red Road, however, can help that brilliant light come back on. Thus, we ask, how bright is your light and what is in your cup? Answer, by dedicating your life to helping people, your cup can go from one of sadness and despair to a cup of peace and fulfillment. I want to say that all of this is entirely possible. In America, goodness is certainly available. America is great because there is an opportunity for healing. Things can be bad, but there's a way to turn things around. In my case, I went from a homeless alcoholic to a long career serving people, and a guy who just a few days ago, February 22nd, I celebrated 36 years of sobriety. Thank you.